stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Casey Johnson, who is with the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce, and we want to say hello to you. I know it's a busy time of year for all the great businesses in the Prescott area. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for calling in today. So first of all, tell us what is going on in Prescott.
Well, we had just wrapped up 2 big events at the end of November here. So I think the last time I was able to speak to the KDWA audience, we were talking about our Ladies Night Out back on the 15th, which I think for the first time out for Prescott was a huge success.
Oh, I love it.
We had, 80-some of our little vendor punch cards that were handed out, and people entered the raffle to win some chamber bucks, and the businesses were definitely busy, so downtown was hopping. The weather cooperated, which was great, and just really good feedback from a number of our members that were that participated, just to have people in and out of the shop and waits at the restaurants and, you know, busy at the checkouts and that kind of thing. So we're hoping that we'll be able to do that again for our Ladies Night Out next year. So
It's a perfect way to kick off the holidays too, kind of a soft opening, as you will, for...
Yeah, absolutely. And it was interesting in talking to the businesses, you know, we knew we would do Ladies Night Out. There was going to be does on the go in some areas, hunting season the next weekend and the holiday for Thanksgiving. And then right around the corner, Small Business Saturday. But no one seemed to be upset with the idea of keeping their doors open and hoping of selling more product, you know, for the season. So everybody got behind it, which was great. I think, unfortunately, the weather wasn't as cooperative for Small Business Saturday last weekend, but still had quite a number of people that came out to the Prescott Library, which is the one, which is the partner with the chamber this year that hosted with some small business bags that people could grab, swag bags from the chamber members and businesses in town who donated coupons and trinkets, so that you entered a raffle up at the library and then you could grab your bag and then come shopping downtown. So, you know, a handful of people, probably not as many as last year's turnout, but still quite a good number. And again, people getting ready to shop for the holiday. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner and not as much time this year. So still successful. I think just the weather kind of probably dampened things this year, but you know, what are you going to do? We live in Wisconsin and Minnesota, so.
Right. You know, the good news, though, about a Small Business Saturday and continuing that concept into the Christmas season as we get closer to Christmas, it really is so much easier to shop local than it is to load up in a car and drive someplace else. And everything you need is local, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really pleased and lucky to have, I think, between... just there in Hastings and here in Prescott, to have that many unique stores. I mean, there are, you know, these aren't big chains. You really are going to find some of those unique gifts, which, you know, again, I think places like the Orange Dragon Art Gallery, that's more than art. They have jewelry and cards and things. So I think the more people get out and explore, they'll start to realize, you know, how unique these areas and what these small businesses have to offer. So, and I, you know, and then obviously the restaurants benefit from having people out and about and shopping, and, you know, so it's sort of a win-win for everyone. So, we're, I think it's something we'll continue to do and support, obviously.
Right. So your downtown, I know, is hopping. Talk about some of the newer stores and restaurants that maybe people in our listening area haven't been to yet.
Well, yeah, so Prescott Roadhouse is one that, as you were heading up the hill to go to Freedom Park there, so it's the last one on the right before you get into what's going to be revitalized and renewed into the Prescott Grill, which isn't open yet. But Prescott Roadhouse, I mean, people are still finding them for the first time, and their sushi nights on Wednesdays and Thursdays continue to be a big hit. So you don't have to drive far to get some great sushi, which is, you know, unique to the area.
It is.
And very popular. You know, and then we're constantly seeing, you know, we're getting ready for Lucille's to open up their ice sculpture garden. So the patio closes down for seating during the winter, but it becomes an art display for all the art sculptures. So they've celebrated about their year and a half anniversary now, but that continues to change and morph, and I think they, you know, added more live music and the ice sculpture garden. So to do something new and draw people out. Kitchen Table is always there and open, which is great, and you can't go wrong down at, you know, Broad Street and No Name and Scabs to watch the games, and there's live music at those places too. So, you know, we still have quite a variety, which is nice. And then again, some of our shops that have been open for the last year or so, we've got My Happy Place Boutique that expanded from Somerset to Prescott, and they've been running some great specials and are very well decorated inside. You know, then 22 and Company is right next door, down the hall there from My Happy Place, and they continue to add new items and home decor and gifts for the holiday season and bring in other vendors, which is great too. So I think they sell a lot of other locally made goods over there at 22. So, you know, everybody's helping everybody, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely a lot to be doing downtown these days.
And like you said, great places to find unique gifts. And isn't that what we all want, is to give something to somebody that is special to them and unique and really well thought out?
Yeah. And again, you know, we don't have to go too far, which is nice. So I think, you know, being able, like I said, to partner with the library during this last Small Business Saturday, you know, just for them to be a point of, you know, they reach a different audience sometimes. So there's people that, you know, constantly come into the library that may not always venture downtown, or that have small children that don't come out and shop, and, you know, but they'll hit the library. So it really was a good partnership to be able to have them help sort of detour people downtown by stopping there first. You know, so everybody's just trying to work together, I think, to make Prescott thrive, which is great. So
it is great. So Casey, you know, sometimes I have girlfriends that will call me and say, let's go, I would like to come down to Hastings and just snoop around. And I always find that is one of my favorite days, because I'm making a deliberate effort to really spend time in shops instead of just dashing in and dashing out, to really look at it from a tourist perspective. And Hastings and Prescott are wonderful places for tourists, but they're also wonderful places for people that live in the communities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we couldn't do it without most of these businesses that have their regulars. I mean, anybody that comes to boat during the summertime knows to stop at Muddy Waters. And, you know, everyone has their regular spots. And, yeah, I think sometimes we forget to explore the rest of them. But so it is fun when you bring people into town or families here, or, you know, you try to do a little downtown crawl. But, you know, most of the businesses these days are definitely decorated for the holiday season. So, I mean, Muddy Waters always has all their ornaments inside the restaurant hanging from. I mean, just the whole ceiling is covered. It's beautiful. I think, unfortunately, they're not putting up the huge Christmas tree this year, but going to scale back a little given some of the health issues with the owner. But I think the staff and, you know, the community is still very interested in helping make sure to promote and beautify the downtown area and get that ready for the holidays. But, you know, again, always something to explore and something new and, you know, people to come over and and get into the holiday spirit, which is great.
So leading up to Christmas and even afterwards, what are some of the special things going on in Prescott?
Well, a lot of the bars and restaurants now are definitely doing their live music on the weekends. I think Lucille's has Santa coming in the next week, and I've seen some people are already getting ready for New Year's specials. I mean, you know, I would just sort of direct people to either those Facebook pages to find out which music you want to listen to or what events. I mean, the chamber itself is our holiday party for our members is coming up on the 16th. So we're hoping that we can expand our reach with our membership this coming year. Our membership drive is still underway. But yeah, I think there's a handful of, you know, I mean, the holidays, we've got, 3 weeks now. I mean, and so most of the restaurants and bars are still offering specials and, you know, different upcoming events on the weekend. So whether it's the live music or, you know, something special, some deals and for meals and things like that. So, and the other piece that, you know, charities are always sort of linked to this, which is what's also so great. So, I mean, there's that hometown holiday drive. Philander's just collected hundreds of gifts the other weekend to give back for the families and kids in Prescott to make sure that their holidays are celebrated well. So people are just very generous at this time of year, and most of the businesses get involved somehow in giving back. So, you know, we're very grateful and thankful that we live in a close-knit community where we can take care of each other. So I think, again, most restaurants and the businesses around town will be doing some sort of give back or participating in how to help out with a family or a child through the hometown holiday toy drive this year, which is such a nice cause.
You mentioned the holiday party. Where is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce holiday party this year?
Yeah, so one of our newest members, the Hollister Mansion, is going to host it for us.
Oh, wow.
They actually have it rented out as an Airbnb. So it's got 11 rooms, and you can host weddings and big parties there. So they're going to open the doors this year for us to host a party for our members, which is exciting. I think most people are, I think, more interested in just seeing what the house looks like. So, but whatever it takes to get them there. So we're excited. Yeah, it should be a good time.
So what is the history of the Hollister House?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I've only been in town a few years myself. I've heard rumors that, you know, I mean, that it sat for a little while, that it's haunted, that it, you know, didn't have an owner for a while. So I don't know. I'll have to figure that out, and hopefully they'll give us a little lesson when we go for the party on the 16th. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
It will be.
See who joins us.
So tell us a little bit more about the chamber. How many members strong are you?
Well, we ended the year with about 90, and we're just trying to get people to renew. We've reached out to some newer, smaller businesses, home businesses. You know, we're hoping there's some people that might have fallen off in the last year or two that maybe, you know, they're going to come back, hopefully. So we're right about 40 right now that have renewed for the year, which is great. So we're halfway there. You know, we're trying to mix up some programming for the next year. We started to realize that not everyone's available for a monthly Wednesday lunch, so we're going to start the coffees, networking coffees, probably like on a Tuesday morning. So hopefully that will be able to draw in some people who might not have been able to participate as much as they liked in the past. You know, we definitely have an event each month that we're going to focus on for the next year, and one of the newer ones, we're going to hopefully partner with the high school to do a career fair in early spring, so that students can go ahead and get, you know, their plans for the summer together, and that the businesses can offer up those positions before everyone's scrambling for a job. So, you know, I think we're hoping to offer more in the way of programming next year, so that we can sort of promote and connect and support the businesses at the chambers.
What are some of the challenges that you hear over and over again for your businesses? And I would assume they're what a lot of challenges of many businesses are, but I'm just curious if Prescott has any that really keep coming up.
Well, I think for some of our larger businesses or on the financial services side, so our insurance and banking, you know, it is just trying to get in front of new customers. So, you know, another piece that we're hoping to put into effect for next year would be, you know, welcome bags, that when someone new moves to town, you know, you should know who your local realtor and who your local bankers and mortgage and, you know, those kind of services in the area, insurance needs, that kind of service. So I think, again, just networking is something that most of the businesses continue to ask for. You know, how do we find new clients? How do we network with other businesses to make referrals? And I think that's a key thing that the chamber can help offer. You know, for the businesses that are downtown and, you know, their restaurants and bars and shops, it's a little easier to have people coming in and out. But some of, like I said, the banks and the financial services group or the healthcare industry, you know, how do we pull them in some more and provide that value? And I think a lot of that's going to come in the way of programming, getting their programs out to the public so that people know and we can help promote whatever services they're working on. You know, Alina and Regina Foundation, you know, they have helped work seminars all the time that, you know, might be of interest to people in the area. So however we can help promote that, and sort of see that's where our job is for this coming year, to really get those members out there.
How much of Prescott's industry do you think is focused on tourism?
I would say most of it, in some form or fashion. I mean, even, you know, most of our chamber members, you know, that are located in that area or are connected some way, you know, want the city to beautify downtown, create better boat launch areas, stuff for the snow trails, you know, that kind of, most of the businesses have some sort of vested interest in the tourism aspect. I mean, obviously Freedom Park is a member of the chamber, and that's their bread and butter. But again, making a whole experience. So like you said, you know, that you can bring your girlfriends and sort of explore, you know, bring the family out and explore the area. You know, a lot of people can benefit from having those local and the tourists come through.
Well, we want to get out and explore before the holidays, and there's lots to see in Prescott. And we want to thank our guest today, Casey Johnson. She is with the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce. And if people want to get a hold of you, how could they do that, please?
Yeah, so the best way, the phone number is 715-629-0047, or email at chamberofprescott@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Great to talk to you. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and thanks for coming on and chatting with us about all the great things going on in Prescott. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA. In Hastings.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.